My name is Barb Wise. I am 40 years old, and I spend my time presenting abstinence until marriage. Because of my past, I believe that young people today need permission to hear that it's all right to wait until marriage to have sex. When I was 27 years old, I met the man of my dreams. And on one of our first dates, this guy told me that he was a virgin. And I didn't say anything because I had a sexual past. And I was afraid of what this guy might think of me if he heard about my past. So I waited for the right time. We definitely were still headed towards marriage. So I got up my courage and I told him about my past. And he said, you know, I'm not so concerned about your perfection as much as I am your direction. He said, I care about you. I know you've learned about healthy relationships. I told him I renewed my virginity. And he said, I still want to go on in this relationship. And I was so excited. I thought, wow, the hard part's done. And then over the next couple of days, I kept thinking about him, and I had never been tested for all the sexually transmitted diseases. And I thought, I'll just go get tested, and then I can put my sexual past behind me forever, because I was sick of it. So I went down. There was an anonymous testing center. They drew your blood. You had to wait 2 weeks to get the results. I wasn't worried. I never paid any attention to facts about sexually transmitted diseases. I go back after the 2 weeks. The counselor calls me in, and he said, your HIV test, it came back positive. I knew HIV caused AIDS. And I kept thinking, this can't be me we're talking about, right? This just happens to other people. Because I'm only 27 years old, I'm in love, and I want to get married. And then he took me in another room, and in this room there's this woman, and she says, I'm from the Colorado State Health Department, and this disease is so dangerous, the only way we can keep it from spreading is to get anyone who's been exposed tested. She said, we need you to give us the names of anyone who might have been exposed. Well, I'm in shock. I don't know anything hardly about AIDS. And now this woman, she wants me to give her my whole sexual history. She says, it's an anonymous testing center. We don't know your name. So when we call those guys to tell them they need to get tested, we won't tell them your name. And I gave her those six names. I went home that night and despair had a heyday with me. I don't know if you've ever encountered that voice of despair in your own life, but it said, Barb, your life is over. Because everyone is going to reject you. The man you want to marry, your family, your friends, co-workers, church members, and honestly, most of the world. I spent the whole night picturing myself dying all alone, covered in sores and in pain. The next morning, I'm still crying, and I remember the guy I'm in love with. I'm supposed to have dinner with him that night. My original plan was to wait the week for the retest results before I said anything to him. But I was too broken up. I couldn't stop crying, so I thought I might as well just tell him, because he was a nice guy, he deserved to know. But I knew as soon as I told him, he'd be gone and I would be all alone. So we drove to the park that night, and I won't look at him because otherwise I'll start crying and I won't be able to stop. But finally I got it out. Finally I said, remember when I told you that I wasn't a virgin? Well, I went and got tested for STDs and the HIV part. It came back positive. But he said, it's okay, I was trained at work about HIV and AIDS, and I can touch you. And so he held me, and we were crying together. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to get this over with. I'm not going to make him break up with me, I'll just do it. So I said, I know this is going to change our relationship. And then he said, I want to show you something. And he gently pushed me back.
I gently pushed Barb back, and I had some business cards in my pocket. And I pulled them out, and I showed them to Barb. I said, Barb, I've been looking at diamond engagement rings, and these cards are from jewelry shops. I have committed my heart to ask you to marry me. I don't know what the future holds, but I love you, and I'm sticking by that commitment. And nothing you do or say is going to change my mind.
That was not what I expected. And that's when I realized that Rick, he loved me for me. He didn't love me for sex. We weren't having sex. He just loved me for me. But I kept thinking, why didn't I wait for him? Why did I give up my hope that he was out there? And as long as I'm feeling so well, I'm going around and I'm telling my story. But believe me, this isn't the life story I wanted to be telling. But the reason I'm doing it is because I don't want anyone else to ever have the Barb Y story. If you haven't already, you might want to write yourself a pledge. You might want to say, I put your name in there, pledge to keep sex within the boundaries of marriage. because it is the only sure way to avoid STDs, shattered dreams, and unwanted pregnancy. And I know it's possible some of you might be saying, well, I've already had sex, I'm having sex now. Well, I'm not judging you. I did it. But what I'm saying is you do not want the rest of my story. It's not worth it. So whether you're a guy or a girl, today you can decide to renew your virginity. And also, I wanted to give you some hope in marriage. I know you see a lot of broken marriages just like I did. And sometimes you think, is real love possible? But I want you to know the kind of love that Rick and I share, that unconditional love, is possible. You might need to look for mentors. You might need to get books on communication and conflict solving and how to build healthy relationships. But it's worth it. And you're worth it.